Dealer's Wheel. Triple M James A for breakfast. Quarter to six this morning, live thanks to Mackay Mitsubishi. Hey, 8 o'clock today, it is back, the pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, get them right, $1,000 cash, all yours thanks to Sugar City Marine. We'll play after 8 o'clock this morning here on Triple M.
It's a Monday, so let's go through some of those did you know, shall we? These ones are good ones, I promise you.
You've been saying that for weeks now.
Well, last week's been pretty good.
I'm not going to play the opener unless they're actually good.
They are good.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Please tell me. Give me something that I didn't know in Dave's Did You Know.
Well, here's a funny fact for you. Did you know if you put some Viagra in a vase, it'll make the flowers stand up straight for a week beyond what they're supposed to? They actually like Viagra. That's a good one. You got to give that.
Why is it not surprising me that Dave's doing research on Viagra?
Well, you're 40 years, 7 years of it.
All the florists now are running out to the chemists. There's a huge lineup out the door. Yeah.
Apparently, this is the case. There's been studies proven that you throw some Viagra down the bottom of the vase.
Yeah, right.
They'll stay. It's the tricks of the trade.
There you go.
The florists.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. Do I get the opener again?
Or? Well, if it's going to be a good one.
I think this is going to be a good one.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Tell me something I didn't know.
Toothpaste.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Do you know what they call that little blob of toothpaste you put on your toothbrush? It's actually got a name.
A blobette.
I don't know. What? No. It's called a nurdle.
A nurdle.
I don't know who came up with that
Isn't
name.
Isn't it just toothpaste going onto a toothbrush?
Normally people would say that, yeah. But it's actually got a specific name to it.
Check out the size of my nurdle. Well, when they squeeze it onto the toothbrush itself.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's called. Like, the little blob on your toothbrush is called a nurdle. It's actually got a physical name associated with it. Who comes up with that crap?
Oh, my God. See, I thought you said that was going to be a good one.
Well, you laughed at it?
Yeah, because it was stupid. It wasn't something that made me go, oh, that's what that's called.
Listen to this. Right.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Make it something worthwhile, please.
Okay. I found this out yesterday while doing some research. Cows have accents. Cows moo with regional accents.
They do not.
Apparently they do. They did a study, okay, from the BBC News. There was one UK professor on there. He said it depends on the peer group that they're in, okay, that they might have an accent. So you might have a German cow with a German-style accent. You might have a cow from the United States with an American or even a Texan accent. The Jersey cows down here in good old Australia would be saying g'day.
What about cows from the Bronx?
They had to back to front.
Yeah.
The cow, like, the get cows. Out of the way, I'll pop a cap in your ass.
The cows are packing.
Oh, that wasn't bad, that one. I'll give you that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, that's it. That's the Digi News for this week.
That's Dave's work done for the week. He's like, I'm exhausted from the amount of research I did on Google.
Yeah, look, I'll sit back with a with a drink in hand, trying to figure out which cows come from where, just due to their accents.
Hey, Dave, for breakfast, the things you learn on this breakfast show. 11 minutes away from six. Triple M's
Kennedy Malloy.